Welcome back to the Chayaruch and Achiyame program. This is Daniel Eisenberg, and we are in Sefer Shoftim, Perek Aleph. Mazel Tov to everybody on the completion of Sefer Yehoshua. Maybe go Achayel, Achayel. And for those of you who are just joining us for Sefer Shoftim, welcome aboard. So we are in Perek Aleph, as I said, and it begins with a Klal Yisrael trying to carry on their work in conquering the land. They did a very, very large portion of the conquering of the land in the lifetime of Yehoshua, but they did not complete the job. And we're going to see that's going to be a little bit of a theme of this Sefer. Really not a theme of that in particular, but the outgrowth of it. First, it begins with Yehuda, or Klal Yisrael, asking of Hashem, as I'll say through the Urim V'Tumim, who should be the one to lead the battle. And Yehuda should go first. That is a theme we're going to see throughout a little bit. And Yehuda asked Shimon to join. Of course, remember, Shimon is the cities of Shimon are embedded in the territory of Yehuda. And they take on Adoni Bezek, and they defeat him and his army. And then it continues, requotes the story of that we saw back in Yehoshua of Kalev and Osniel ben Kenaz, right? His younger half-brother, I believe, who marries Kalev's daughter after conquering Kiryas Arba. And the parak ends with many mentions of the Shvatim that did not finish the job, right? It says, Ephraim, well, actually, even earlier, it says that Binyamin, Loharishu b'nei Binyamin, right, the Yevusi that was Yoshev Yerushalayim, Loharishu b'nei Binyamin, Binyamin did not drive out the Yevusim out of Yerushalayim. It takes quite a while before Yerushalayim is conquered, or anything, I believe, into the days of David HaMelech. Then it says, Loharish Menashe es Beis Sha'an ves Benoseha ves Tanach ves Benoseha, that Menashe didn't drive out whom he was supposed to drive out. And Ephraim, lo horish es Kanani Yoshev Begazer, ve Yishev Kanani Bekirba Begazer. So Ephraim didn't do the job completely. Zvulin lo horish es Yoshev Kitron, the people who lived in Kitron, and the Yoshev Nahalol, the people who lived in Nahalol, Zvulin did not drive out. And Osher lo horish es Yoshev Akov, es Yoshev Tzidon, ves Achle, ves Achsi, ves Chelba, ves Apik, ves Rechov. So all these areas within Asher that were not conquered fully. And Naphtali lo horish es Yoshvei Beis Shemesh, and ves Yoshvei Beis Anos. So there's other people that were not driven out, and it just continues with mentioning areas that were not conquered. And as we're going to see in the next parak, it's going to speak about a little bit more, and then later throughout the Sefer, that this is not a small deal that these areas are not conquered. Mefarshim discuss what exactly happened here. Why did they not conquer these areas? It was a tough battle. They felt like they didn't need to. They already had their space a little bit. They'd rather not get involved in a war if they didn't have to. Some of these places were paying taxes to them, so they didn't feel it was necessary. Of course, the leadership that at this time also is going to be a theme throughout the Sefer, the lack of proper leadership. The Sefer is called Shoftim. And as the next parak will speak about clearly, there will be a pattern throughout the Sefer of the leaders kind of only having a temporary impact and spiritual impact on the nation. And then as leaders pass away, it kind of ends because there's no malchus, there's no proper dynasty. Son after son taking over the kingship. They don't have that at this time. So especially, you don't have Moshe anymore, you don't have Yehoshua anymore. So Osniel ben Kenaz, Kalev, Pinchas, you have certain personalities that are the leaders, but you don't have it in the strongest form, in the unified front of the ultimate Gadol Hador that everybody's turning to and everyone is following, and the nation is not inspired to properly conquer the land, and because of that, we're going to have pockets of idolaters sitting throughout the land and influencing the Jewish people negatively, and they do indeed, and that lowers the spiritual stature of the Jewish people, and then they end up being conquered and oppressed by these Kanani nations. And that's why we're going to see throughout the Sefer, various shoftim are going to have to get up. These judges, these conquerors, these leaders are going to have to get up and lead the Jewish people to try to break free of the shackles of various nations that are oppressing them. And especially now we're in these, aside from the fact that Klal Yisrael is currently in a war, but we're also in the time between Purim Katan and Purim. So we're within 30 days of Purim. And one of the themes that we speak about, especially Shabbos Zachar, Parsha Zachar, where we read the Haftarah, is Shaul having his misplaced Rachmanus. He has this misplaced compassion. And instead of following Hashem's commands through Shmuel properly, he leaves over the animals, he leaves over the king Agag. It says Vayachmol, he has mercy, he has compassion that he's not supposed to have. And this is a challenge for us, for Klal Yisrael, because we are people that are Rachmanim, we're Baishanim, we're people who are in many regards compassionate. We're a little bit shy about certain things. We don't like getting involved in dirty things and in battle. That's not our thing. We are not a violent, bloodthirsty people. That's not who we are by nature. And we have many years over here, 14 years of war and conquering. And that's not who we are. But if Hashem commands us to be that, then we have to be that, even if it's temporary. So yes, Shaul maybe didn't like having completely wiping out Amalek. But of course, he loses the Malchus because of that. And Chazal point out that Haman is born from that one night that he left over Agag. And Haman threatened complete genocide against Klal Yisrael because of that misplaced compassion. And over here as well. So they say, oh, we don't have to fight. Let's leave over some nations. But the nations that they leave over really come to bite them and influence them negatively and oppress them. Which is maybe Zocha to be able to follow Hashem's command, even if it's against our nature, to follow Hashem's command, whatever it is, and be Zocha to tremendous bracha and tremendous peace.